you all for coming. The title of the shiur tonight is the Laws of Mezuzah and the Sanctity of the Jewish Home. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Megillah that all the shuls and the Batei Medrash in Chutzla Arts are eventually going to be uprooted and transferred to Eretz Yisrael, which is a fascinating idea. The Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Gvardichev, not in the Sefer Kedushas Levi itself, but in another Sefer, is quoted as saying the following, that all the shuls are going to be transferred and all the Batei Medrash are going to be transferred. But that's a chiddush, because we're not in the shul the whole day and we're not in the Beis Medrash the whole day. But the thing that Gemara didn't articulate, which is the obvious point, is that the Jewish homes that we live in, that we spend most of our time in, that for sure will ultimately be transformed and transferred over to Eretz Yisrael in the future. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that even the shuls and the Batei Medrash that were there part of the day will also be. But the eager place of Kedusha that we have is really the Jewish home. It's really the Jewish home. Of course, we know we see the Kedusha obviously in a shul, in a Beis Medrash. But the real place that's going to affect ourselves, our families, our children, is the Kedusha that we have in the home. And the Kedusha in the home, there is a pasuk, Parsha Shoftim. The pasuk says, the first pasuk, Shoftim v'shotrim titeimcha v'chol sha'arecha, which literally means you have to have judges and policemen at every opening, every gate of the city. So the Shalach HaKadosh says that it also refers to the human person. A human being has many openings in his body. He has his eyes, his mouth, his ears. So, but a lot of things could come into a person. And based on what we let into our being, is going to transform who we are. If we see things that we shouldn't see or hear things we shouldn't hear, so that's going to transform our essence. So the Shalach HaKadosh al Derech HaMusu says that a human being has to place a shofet, a shoter, a judge, to discern what is going to be allowed to enter ourselves. So the same thing is true about the Jewish home. What will make a difference between one Jewish home and the other Jewish home is what we let inside the home. What outside influences, especially today with all types of media that we have in the computer area and the internet and all these different things, what we let ourselves, our children be exposed to is ultimately what's going to define the Kedusha of the home or the lack of Kedusha in the home. And Hilchos Mezuzah, I think, is a very defining factor, because the mezuzah is placed at the opening. The mezuzah is placed at the opening, and that is representative of Kedusha, of Malachim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different things that we place at the opening of the home, to affirm this idea that the home that we want ourselves to live in and to have a home for our future families is a home that when somebody walks into the home, they feel that there's Kedusha in the home, as opposed to some environment which is not conducive to Yirat Shamayim and to Torah growth. So what I'd like to familiarize you with some of the important halachas regarding mezuzah. Feel free, if any time during the shiur, someone would like to ask something or interject. You know, it always makes it much more interesting if I get feedback. So don't be shy to do so. So let's go back to what we mentioned. The mezuzah is on the entrance of the home. And the mezuzah is on the right side going in to the home. Now, we consider every room as if it's its own domain. In other words, we don't just put a mezuzah on the front door. We put a mezuzah on every door. Because every door is considered its own domain, its own reshus. So therefore, every door gets its own mezuzah. But where is the mezuzah? Going what? On the right side going into the room. Why is that? Where does it say that? So the Gemara says, we take the word beischa, usatim al mezuzos beischa, and the Gemara interprets, besides the simple interpretation of beischa, mezuzah beischa, meaning your house, that the Gemara darshins in Menachos, beischa derech biascha, the way that you are what? Are coming in. The way you're coming into the house. Beischa derech biascha. And therefore, the Gemara says that a person, I don't happen to be a lefty, but in this halacha, lefties don't get the same equal treatment as the righties. And that is, when a person walks, the assumption is, I don't know if it's true to everybody, but especially for righties, they walk with their right foot first. So when they enter the room, they're entering with their right foot first. So therefore, that's the concept of entering into the domain. So therefore, the mezuzah has to be what? On the right side. Beischa derech biascha, your way in, your entrance into the room. And since a person enters the room with his right foot first, so that's the way you put up the mezuzah. And therefore, even a person who's a lefty and might walk with their left foot first, still has the same halacha. It's not like other areas of halacha, especially for men, for tefillin, that there could be a difference between righties and lefties, but this is has the conformity that it has to be on the right side. And this is a very strict halacha, meaning if you put the mezuzah on the wrong side, even if you got a very beautiful mezuzah, so you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's as if the mezuzah is not there. So it's very important to make sure that when a person puts up a mezuzah, that he knows where he's putting it up, and where, which direction. And very often, you could have a room that has multiple entrances. How about here? You have two. Right. So over here, you have two. So then it possibly could be, in other words, we many posters say you go with the flow of traffic. So if theoretically people would come in this way and go out that way, so we would say that the entrance is that way, and then the other room is the entrance into the hallway. But if most people just come in here, both entrances, then both mezuzahs are on the right side going in. So what do they have here? Both of them on the right side? Yeah.
On the right side?
Yeah.
Right side? Right side going into this room.
The top goes in and the bottom goes in.
What?
The top goes in.
I can hear you.
The top goes in? When you say going in.
In other words, going in here. Yeah. Here. See over here? It's going in. Now, theoretically, you could have put the mezuzah here.
Okay.
because that would be going into the what? The hallway. But we don't say that. We say that since the, when the people are coming, they're coming in. When they backtrack, you don't say, well, now they're entering into the hallway. We say now they're exiting. So you don't put it on the going out, you only put it going in. So therefore the mezuzah here is going into the room, and the mezuzah over here, where is that? But the both of them are going into this room, because the assumption is that it's not that people go in here and then they go there. The flow of traffic is both ways into the... that's why it's always perplexing to me that downstairs, I think, there's a... when you come into this building, there's a mezuzah going in, and then there's another mezuzah when you exit, right? Where's that mezuzah going? Where's it going out? Did you ever notice that? Yeah, so that's a question, whether it should be that way.
On both sides of the revolving door.
On the revolving door, where is it going?
Two.
What?
There are two on that door.
But one is what? Right side going into the building? And where's the other one?
The right side going out.
Out of the building. Yeah, so that's a question, whether it should be like that, because really the mezuzah is not for exiting. It's for... But in other words, over here, if people would always enter the other way and then come out that way, that would be chayv and mezuzah going out, not because it's an exit, but what? It's an entrance there. But if you're going into the street, so then there's no room to be mechayv.
So if there's a door with no handle on the outside, you can only exit through that door, and you can't go into the building.
Right, so if it's only an exit?
Yeah.
So the different opinions, but some of them, the body holds that some hold that it would be potter, it would be absolved from mezuzah, because again the mezuzah was all about entering derech biosta, and it's not about what exiting. It's all about entering, because derech biosta, when you go in, you go in with your right foot. With first, but the simple shot of Beisacha is your abode, your house, and it has to be something that's fit for human living. It's a very narrow place that is not fit for human living. So the different opinions. Some the opinion of Rav Chaim Noah. This should be at least 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches. The opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, around 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. That's either sheet is the equivalent of what's called Dalai Ramos or Dalai Ramos. But if it doesn't have that physical area, both in length and width, then it might not be chayav. But the point being is that it's on the way in to your living abode. That's why, technically speaking, if you like this building, so no one really lives in this building, right? So according to some opinions, this building would technically not be chayav in mezuzah. But we still, since people are here a nice amount of time during the day, we treat it as if people are living here, but we wouldn't necessarily make a bracha putting up a mezuzah in this building. In contrast to the dormitory, as everybody pointed out, in the dormitory where people are living there. That's where you're living, you're eating, you're sleeping, whatever. So everybody pointed out, so that would require a mezuzah with a bracha, because that's living quarters. And the so even though people do put up mezuzahs in places that are that people go through and spend time but not really living, but as Rabbi pointed out, the Iker Bracha should only be in the real living quarters. So therefore, as Rabbi pointed out, all offices and things like that. So a lot of times people feel uncomfortable putting the mezuzah there because there are non-Jews there, etc. So technically speaking, as Rabbi pointed out, you wouldn't need to put a mezuzah there, because even though there's some people that spend more time in their offices than they do in their own homes, which is maybe not such a good thing either, but technically speaking, as Rabbi pointed out, it has to be a place of that you inhabit. And yeah. Now, an interesting point in Hilchos Mezuzah is that you have to, part of Hilchos Mezuzah, I think this fits in very well with the idea that we said before, is that we try to bring Kedusha into our homes, and we come into the home, we're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kedusha, we see the mezuzah, we can either, you know, it's not an obligation to put your hand and kiss the mezuzah, but it's something, at least to have that mindset when you're coming into the house. Even though there's an idea of bringing Kedusha outside also, that's another concept, but the mezuzah is really for the home, for the inside, for the entry. It's not about exiting, it's about entering. So we have a halacha that say you have a very... Well, where is the mezuzah supposed to be? Where is the mezuzah? So the halacha is the mezuzah is supposed to be on the bottom of the top third of the doorpost. The bottom of the top third, where it's, you can't put it too low. If you put it below that, you don't say the mitzvah. If you put it too close to the top of the doorway, you also not yotzei if it's too close to the top. It should be the bottom of the top third, and the whole mezuzah should be in the top third. You shouldn't have part of the mezuzah a little bit lower. The whole thing should be in the top third. If it's a little bit higher, it's okay, as long as it's not within a fist of the top of the whole doorway. Okay? But we don't say, like, you have a child's bedroom, so you want the child to be able to kiss the mezuzah, so put it low for him. No, that's not a valid approach. You want him to kiss it, you pick him up, and he or she could kiss it. But the mezuzah has to be, it can't be lower than the top third. And if it is, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So it has to be on the right side going in. And again, a lot of times they're going to be, so if you have a room that you can only go in it one way, then it's simple. But a lot of times in the homes we have today, there could be a lot of different, it's not so simple to figure out, which is in and which is out, because you have all these adjacent rooms. So the general rule of thumb is the flow of traffic, which is the way that people normally walk into the house and within the house. And sometimes, it could be a little complicated. So sometimes you could have to ask a shayla to make sure, because you're already spending, hopefully, nice money to have a nice mezuzah, so you want to make sure that it's put up in the proper way. Oh, but there is an opinion in the Talmud Yerushalmi, in Masechta Megillah, that says, say you have a very tall doorway, and if you're going to put it in the top third, it's going to be pretty high up. So do you still put it in the top third or not? So some say, yeah, that's the psak Rav Avadi Yosef follows, always top third. Even though sometimes it's a very tall thing, it's going to be very high. But the shach, that's one of the major commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, says, no, we follow the opinion of Yerushalmi, that if the doorway is a very tall doorway, then you put it what? Shoulder height going in. So that's a very interesting thing, Shalom D'Hayit, because that basically says that even though it's below the top third, we're making another law here for tall doors, which is strange. You have two separate, you know, there's a halacha for regular doors and a halacha for tall doors. So I once heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi once pointed out the following. He thought that it's all the same halacha. And the halacha is basically that you should be able to notice or see the mezuzah as you're walking in. So the idea of the top third is really, that's in a, more or less an approximation of the shoulder height. You know? So therefore, if the top third is going to be, and then for the shoulder height is where you actually will be able to see it as you're coming in, without having to, you know, do something that's, you know, out of the norm by looking very high or looking very low, etc. So therefore, as Rabbi Abadi pointed out, the if it's a very tall doorway, so the top third is not going to serve that purpose. So then you follow the shoulder height. Usually shoulder height and top third are more or less the same. I mean, if it's a regular door, you should make sure that you're, it's in the top third, not just your shoulder. But if it's a very tall thing, so just follow the shoulder height. Because really the top third, that idea is what? Is the same concept, more or less, as the shoulder height. It's just, if it's a regular door, you just make sure it's a top third, which will more or less be the shoulder height. But that fits in very well with the concept that we're saying, that we want the mezuzah to be noticeable. In other words, we don't want the mezuzah to be high up and you're not going to see it, because that's the idea. We want you to have an idea in your mind of, you know, that the house is something that's, you know, going to have kedusha. And you think that in your mind when you see the mezuzah, and you keep that in your mind. You have another halacha. I've never seen this in America. I've only seen this in Eretz Israel. You probably also have seen this. That sometimes you ever see in the Jerusalem stone, you'll see a mezuzah in the stone. Have you seen that? In the stone. In other words, not usually we put a mezuzah on the thing. But here you see the mezuzah in the stone. Right? Who've seen that? No? See that? Yeah. I haven't seen it in America, because in America we don't have those type of stones so much. Sometimes they import them, but usually, so in America I haven't really seen that so much, or any problem. But in Israel you see that. But so the halacha is that if it's within a tefach, a fist of the beginning of the stone, then you can put it in this hole and put it standing up in the stone. But the halacha is also that if you would plaster it and it's not noticeable, even though it's in the wall, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And that is the same concept that we said before, that the mezuzah has to be noticeable. If it's not noticeable, then one would not be fulfilling the mitzvah. And that's a fundamental part of the mitzvah, is that it should be noticeable. Parenthetically, there is a halacha that we have in of Baal Tosif, that a person is not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs. So, example, a person's gonna take two lulavim or something like that, instead of just one lulav. So you can't add on to the mitzvahs, right? That's a Torah prohibition. And the idea being that the Farshim explained is that a person can't just think that, okay, you know, I'm going to make the mitzvah better. Hashem says this way, but I'll do it even better. No, in other words, because then everything becomes hefker. It's anarchy. You can't, just like you can't detract, you might, so you understand you can't detract from a mitzvah. But Baal Tigra, Baal Tosif, you would think, by what, that you should be able to to add. So that's what the Torah says. No, it's not about you. It's about what Hashem is commanding us. It's not like we can decide. A lot of times people think, oh, well, let me decide if it's a, you know, no. The Torah decides. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what's good for us or not. And then we follow along. So you don't say, well, oh, if I'm doing two lulavim, three lulavim, maybe it's even better. Well, so the same thing applies by mezuzah. That if you have two mezuzahs on your door, then that's also not allowed. Some poskim say if you're not sure which is the way of traffic, put one mezuzah this way, one mezuzah that way. But I don't recommend that. That's just weird. And you shouldn't do things that are weird. Even though there are some opinions that say that, but it's not a recommended thing. If you know Rabbi Rakefet, you know Rabbi Rakefet from Yerushalayim, from the Gur Center? So he wrote, he pointed this out to me many years ago. If you have an Igros Moshe here, you can find it. He wrote a letter to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. I mean, then, before he made Aliyah, he was known as Rabbi Rothkopf. Kevin was the Israeli way of changing that. So he told me the letter he wrote was when he was a youngster living in the Bronx. I'm sure you've seen this sometime in your life. You go into somebody's house, and there's a mezuzah on the door. It's usually a small mezuzah, and it looks like it was like painted over, like in 10 coats of paint. You know, these small mezuzahs painted over, who knows. So he was a youngster, and he said he sees this mezuzah, but maybe by his parents' home. And it was painted over many times. Probably was there for the past 50, 60 years. And he didn't know whether it was kosher or not. Right? So he wanted it, so it would be a very big inconvenience to have to take it, you know, to get all that, those coats of paint and you know, get that mezuzah from underneath. So he thought maybe he'll just go to the store, buy a new mezuzah, put it on the door. And then if it's no good, so he has this new mezuzah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein told him, you're not allowed to do that. Because maybe that mezuzah was also a good mezuzah, and now you have two mezuzahs on the doorway, and that's a violation of Baal Tosef. That is adding on to a mitzvah. Because again, the Torah says one mezuzah on the doorpost, and not two mezuzahs on the doorpost. So if you put two mezuzahs on the doorpost, so then you're violating a Torah commandment. Then the Torah says uvisharecha. Ksavtam al mezuzos. So mezuzos means that you have to have side posts. Mezuzos is the vertical side posts, and then you have one mashkov, right? That's the horizontal post. That's like a drop in the ceiling. And then it says uvisharecha. So what does uvisharecha mean? So the Gemara says in the Sefer Yuma that every city requires a mezuzah. What does that mean? That means if you have a city that's walled in, and the city has gates, doorways to the city, so every doorway entering to the city would require a mezuzah as well. So it's not only a din in your house, but you go into the gate of the city, and then ultimately you'll end up into your house or someone else's house. So that also requires, that means, sharecha means the shar ha'ir, the gate of the city, v'sharecha. But the halacha is that it only applies to what? To a Jewish city. Some say it has to be all Jews, Feinstein, some say majority Jews. So the discussion, say Yerushalayim. So is Yerushalayim, is, right, the old city, is not majority of Jews. So then it wouldn't require, if that would be the case, it wouldn't require, even though there are mezuzahs there on the doorway, but that's just you know, an added thing. It's not a, like, and it was talk about, like, in Brooklyn, in Seagate, you know, the Seagate section of Brooklyn was, that's walled in. So to put a mezuzah over there, that if it was Rav Yisrael, the only question is, they were afraid that, another halacha is that if you're in a place where you're afraid that a non-Jew will come and take it away and just, you know, and cause damage to the mezuzah and violate the mezuzah, so then you don't have to put up the mezuzah. So when they were wanting to put it up in this community in Brooklyn that's fenced around, so they weren't sure what to do. So someone suggested, why don't you just put up the case without the mezuzah and see if somebody steals that. And if they don't steal that, then you can move to the next step and actually put the parchment, parchment in. Last time I was there, I didn't see any mezuzah there. So I don't know what, maybe, I don't know. But the Rambam, he says that he has an additional interpretation to the word Bisharecha. He says, the Gemara says Bisharecha means the gate of the city, right? He says, I have another interpretation. You know what that his interpretation is? Bisharecha means that every doorway that you have, in order to obligate it in mezuzah, needs what? A door. A door. And Bisharecha, the gate, is the same thing as a door. The door is the gate of the doorway. So the Rambam was of the opinion that if you have a doorway that doesn't have a door, you don't put up a mezuzah. Now, I'm sure from your own homes, you all know that you have mezuzahs even in doorways that don't have doors. That's why, because we don't really paskin like the Rambam. We paskin that as long as there's a doorway, we put up a mezuzah even though there's no door. But, in deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha when we put a mezuzah up on a doorway that doesn't have a door. Because according to the Rambam, that would be a bracha levatal, because it's not obligated. So therefore, we put up mezuzahs even if there's no doorway, but to make the bracha, we'll only make a bracha on a door that has a doorway. Because of this pasuk, uvisharecha. And that's the common practice. To put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Because that, and then many posts can say that we make sure to put up the door first, and it has its full obligation, and then put the mezuzah after, put up the mezuzah afterwards. The mezuzah is also considered a shmira to the house. We don't say that necessarily by every mitzvah. Of course, in a sense, every mitzvah protects us, but mezuzah is considered a shmira, both in a physical and metaphysical way, to the house. That's why the halacha is that when you leave your house, this comes up a lot of times in Washington Heights, where you have young couples who are there 2-3 years, and then they move on. So people are always moving out, so they want to know what's the story, because the halacha is that when you move out, you can't take your mezuzahs with you. Why? Because the mezuzah is a protection of the house, so if you're taking away the mezuzah, then you're giving the person who's going to move in an unprotected home. However, the Posky point out in the Ramban that you have to offer to sell it to them. It's not a, in other words, as some Posky point out, and I point out, that you don't have to lose either. I mean, today mezuzahs are very expensive, so it's not like you have to. So if you have an apartment and you have, say, 5 mezuzahs in your bathroom, and mezuzahs are maybe 50, 70, whatever it is, so that doesn't mean you have to lose out on that money. You could, Oskar says, Rabbi pointed out, you could offer to sell it to the person, and which you're supposed to, and if they want to buy it, they can buy it. But if they don't want to buy it, then you could take it with you. And if you don't know who the person's going to be, there's a possibility it can be a non-Jewish person who's not going to be wanting it, so then for sure that you could take the mezuzah with you. But otherwise, the mezuzah is a protection, and therefore the strict halacha is that if the person who's moving in will want to buy it, then you're not allowed to take it off the doorway, because you can't remove his protection from the home. Now we know the halacha is that a mezuzah is not only if you own the home, but even if you rent it. A lot of times people, when they start off, they rent apartments and things like that. So renting is also chayiv in mezuzah. It's just that by renting outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're more lenient, and we say that you don't have to put up a mezuzah till 30 days of living there. So the 31st day, you put up the... But some say that if you want to put it up earlier, you could even put it up earlier as well, and some specifically wait till after 30 days. But if you buy a house, you're not living in the house, you're buying the house, then you have to put up the mezuzah right away. You can't say, and buying the house means when you move in, but you can buy the house and then you're not moving in for another couple of months because you have to do all types of improvements and repairs and things like that. But the day you move in, then you're going to be sleeping over and eating, and that's it. That has to be a mezuzah. You don't even get one free day. Mezuzah has to be up right away. So that's an important point. And if you don't, you're considered being mevatel a mitzvah of the Torah. When you're renting, we have a leeway there. We have the 30-day leeway. But when you're buying, and that's only the renting leeway, is only in chutz la'aretz. But when you're buying, the mezuzah has to be right away. Again, if you bought, you're still putting things in, and you didn't move in yourself, that doesn't count. And then you don't have to put up the mezuzah until the day that you move in. But the day that you move in, you have to make sure the mezuzah is up, and if the mezuzah is not up, you have to make sure it gets up, because that's a mitzvah of the Torah, and any time you're living in a year, we assume that when you buy a house or an apartment, then the obligation of the mezuzah is midaraisa, is from the Torah. But it's only renting, so then it's only midrabon. Because the pasuk says beisecha, it has to be your house. So if you didn't buy it, it's not beisecha. But midrabonon, they're afraid that people are going to think that you really own the home. So therefore they said put it up, midrabon. But like the Avnei Nezer says, if Chas v'Shalom someone needs to be in a hospital for a long time, so even though he's going to be there more than 30 days, he's not obligated in the mezuzah, because no one's going to think that it's really he really owns the hospital because he's there for such a long time. They'll just think that he has, unfortunately, a situation which requires him or her to be in the hospital for that amount of time. Okay, any questions? Yeah.
They use you like a vacation rental, like in Eretz Yisrael. You rent an apartment for like 10 days for vacation. So you like make sure there's a mezuzah on that rental.
Right. So then then you should have a mezuzah.
In that kind of case, could you put up like a temporary hook or something and then hang a mezuzah on it in a temporary way so you could just take it down and
right, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, you should at least have it up in a way that it'll stay up as long as you're planning to live there.
What's the difference?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Why is Chutz La'aretz different? What does Chutz La'aretz have to do with mezuzah? So one of the reasons that's given is because we want, the verse says, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Because we know that the halacha is that you're supposed to leave the mezuzah there. So that might deter you from moving. So in Eretz Yisrael, we want you to stay. Chutz La'aretz, if you move, so you move. So that's the reason that the Gemara gives. Now, when we say, did you make a bracha on the room? So every room is its own chiyuv, but if you're putting up all the mezuzahs at once, then you can make one bracha on everything. But like in many apartments, say in Washington Heights, in many of the apartments, there are not so many rooms that you can actually make a bracha on. Usually, some apartments, it's only the bedroom, because the front door, you walk in, and sometimes it's just a narrow thing, and it doesn't require a shear of 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches by 3 inches. But we still put the mezuzah up, even though it doesn't, because we assume that if it's a passageway, that even though it doesn't have the right amount, it's still functional as a passageway. So that's why a lot of people, they have big homes in different places, but when you walk into the home, you walk into this little antechamber that's not even, that's 3 feet by 3 feet. So the question is, do you really need a mezuzah on your front door? Right? So the minhag is Aaron Feldman's son writes in the sefer that we do put it up. Why? Because since it's just a passageway, so a passageway, according to some opinions, is functional, even if it's not. See, the idea of having 6 feet, 3 inches, or 7 feet, 3 inches, is because I'm going to live there. I'm going to spend time there. So that's not functional if it's so narrow. But if it's only a passageway, so then it's functional, even if it's very small. So that's why the minhag is on the front door, even though many front doors are not the sheer, you would think. So if someone would ask you, what's the most important? If I only have one mezuzah, where should I put it? So 9 out of 10 people would say the front door, right? Front door, right? That's what you would say. Protection, why not the front door? So, but that's not the halacha. Because the front door might not even be chayiv in mezuzah. You need a mezuzah there for the people who are collecting to know, you know, to say it's a Jewish home, so they look at the, that's just a joke. They know that it's a Jewish home. But technically speaking, that's not the, if you only had the one mezuzah, so you wouldn't put it up in the front. In fact, some people's front door opens up into a big room. It's not in this little antechamber, it's a big room. So then that front door is high, according to all opinion, you'd make a brach. But many front doors just open up into this little small antechamber, and therefore would put up the brach, mezuzah without a brach. And then many of the apartments in Washington Heights don't have doors. They have, well, like the living room has an archway without any door in the kitchen. So you could, so the only room, usually that's the bedroom, has a door, and it's a room that makes the requisite shear of 6 feet, 3 inches, or 7 feet, 3 inches. And some people have a guest room or something like that, but usually there's not more than that. And if they're putting up all the mezuzahs together, they'd make the bracha on that one, and then immediately put all the other mezuzahs, and that bracha will count for everything. But if they already put up that mezuzah was there from before, the one in the bedroom, now they're just putting up the mezuzahs on the other thing, then they won't make any bracha. Because again, the Rambam's opinion is it's not chayiv even if there's no door. So the difference to the Rambam we don't put. And then the Gemara says you need a certain shear of how big the room has to be. So after you get through everything, all these things, many of the rooms won't. But if you have big house in some, you know, some community, you have a big house. It can be, it can be 20 rooms that are require a bracha. You know, depends where you live, what type of house it is, or apartment, or thing it is. Now, a shul or a beis knesses or beis medrash really doesn't need a mezuzah because people are not living there. People are not living there. It used to be in the old days that they had somebody lived in the shul. Some shuls still might have that, but even that means living in the shul. In other words, but as we said today, all the rooms of the shul no one lives in. Even so therefore, but still, as I said before, people have this idea, if it's a Jewish institution, they like to put up mezuzahs, so it looks Jewish. But again, you wouldn't make a bracha. That's like I told you, this whole building, no one lives in, so you wouldn't make a bracha on anything. Only, from my point of view, only in the dormitory would you ever make a bracha. If usually the mezuzahs are there from before, but if the mezuzah wouldn't be there, that would be the only place to make a bracha, because that's a living quarters. So even though the minhag became at the chassid halls and the doctor's offices and all these things, we see mezuzahs, but that's only a chumrah. And it's important to know, because in certain situations, you might be in an office that you might be uncomfortable putting a mezuzah, you might feel guilty, but you shouldn't feel guilty, because a lot of these places are not makom dira, and therefore they really don't need any mezuzah. So the fact that we're putting it up is a chiddush. So, but if that's why it's important in halacha to always know what is the ikar halacha, what's a chumrah, and what's not a requirement at all. People just know, oh, we do this, but they don't know, is this the actual halacha? Is this a chumrah? And it makes a difference in a lot of situations here in terms of a bracha, and other places in terms of where you're going to, you know, if you have to put it up or not. So, mezuzah, the Rambam writes, is the shmira that we have. And that's why the Gemara says that if you rent an apartment, the obligation of the mezuzah is not on the owner, but on the renter. Because he's the one who needs the shmira. He needs the protection. He's living in the... So even though you would think that the person who owns it should... it's his obligation in the mezuzah. So we say that... And you would think, we said before, Beisecha, right? But Beisecha is only if you live there. But if you don't live there, and the other person lives there, so it's his obligation. It might be only a rabbinical obligation. So as far as the Torah is concerned, no one's obligated, because the person who owns it doesn't live there. And the person who lives there doesn't own it. So as far as the Torah is concerned, no one should have to put up a mezuzah. But the Rabbanan said that... we're afraid that people are going to think you own it because you live there, because it makes sense. He lives there, maybe he owns it. So therefore, we say that once you're living there 30 days, you should put up a mezuzah, because people, as I'm trying to point out, people are going to think that you own it. So then you put up the mezuzah with a bracha, provided that it fits the categories that we said before. Okay, so this is the idea of, and as I said, the mezuzah, the halacha is brought down, you should check the mezuzah twice every 7 years. So that Rav Shechter pointed out from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that maybe Bisman Hazeh, that's not so easy. Before you turn around, 3.5 years pass by, it's not easy to take that every mezuzah and put it back up, and it's a whole, I would recommend, you know, everyone should make sure that they checked it at least once, because who knows, if they didn't know, did they really buy it from a reliable place? Maybe the mezuzah was never good from the get-go. But the real obligation of checking mezuzahs is because we're afraid that the cold or the heat, you know, caused the damage to the mezuzah. So Rav Shechter said from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he was of the opinion that Bezman Hazeh, our buildings, our homes are all, you know, climate controlled. Like, we don't live in a situation where we freeze hopefully in the winter, and we, you know, it's climate controlled, so it never gets so hot or so cold. So therefore, the only possibility is the mezuzahs that are on the outdoors, you know, going into your, you know, those mezuzahs. So those maybe could be affected by the cold, and, you know, a letter could be come off or something like that. But in the house itself, if you're living, if you're in an apartment building, so then you're only in the, everything's inside in your apartment. So therefore, you will need to, so you should make sure you get a mezuzah from a reliable source. But once you got it from a reliable source, then the, and hopefully the landlord is giving you heat, and so the, you have a temperature controlled, as, and then you wouldn't have to check. There's a question about the front door of an apartment building, whether that needs mezuzah. Because if a person is renting an apartment and he's together with a non-Jew, so he's a partner with a non-Jew, and they both share the room, so then there's no obligation. On your private, say you have, there's one door into the apartment, and then the other doors into the private rooms. So then the Jewish person will put a mezuzah on the Jewish, on his room, and the non-Jewish person. But the room that they, the door that they share in common, would not require a mezuzah. So therefore, that's what Rav David Feinstein told me, that in most apartment buildings is not totally Jewish. And like in our apartment building in the Heights, we don't have a mezuzah on the bottom of the, you know, in the front door going into the, because it's not totally, not totally Jewish. It's you know, it's mainly Jewish, but not totally Jewish. Other opinions say no, as long as it's Rove Yisrael, it's good enough. But Rav Vadi thought that sometimes if you're in a, together with non-Jews, so people could come and take the mezuzah, as we said before, and steal it or do something to it. So the bottom line is, we don't have it. One year on Purim, Rabbi Goldwacht tried to put up a mezuzah on the front of the building, and it didn't last long. And to this very day, we don't have mezuzahs on the front of the building. But hopefully we have mezuzahs on our own private here. But the main point, besides knowing these halachas, which are very important, as I said, you can buy a beautiful mezuzah and not know how to put it up or where to put it up, and then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So you want to make sure that you do the proper job. But I think the other idea, as we mentioned before, is that Ikur Kedusha in your lives is going to be in your home. That's why the Kedusha's Levi says, all the shuls are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush. But what's obviously going to come to Eretz Yisrael is the homes, because the homes is really where the Ikur Kedusha is going to come from. And we let things in our homes that are going to affect us, different media, and things that could just ruin the atmosphere of the home, then you'll see children will grow up differently in such a home. Though it will be nothing is guaranteed, but we want to nourish our children in a proper way, to have a home that they feel a kedusha coming in. And unfortunately today, with all the media and things that happen, these are a lot of times distractions to that goal. So as we walk in every day, when we walk into the room and we see the kedusha, we should think that we're walking into a room that has kedusha, and that should affect our being, and that should affect our homes, that Bez Hashem, we should all be zoka in the right time to start and create and have homes that have kedusha in their homes. And you see that will affect your whole being, of how you are and how you think and what goals you pursue in life. And that's a whole, and it all starts with the mezuzah, because that's the first thing as we walk in. The mezuzah, as we said, is derech biyoscha. It's all about entry. It's not about exit, even though the exit sides here, but the exit sides are, a lot of them are entry into another room. Only the exit sides that are outside to the street. So that's a real exit. So there's no technical chiyuv over there, but that's the yisod that we have. Shoftim, Mishotrim, Titei Lecha, b'chol sharecha. At every gate in our body, we have to make sure what we're letting in, what we see, what we hear, what we eat, all these things, and in our own homes, what we let in. In other words, of course, we're educated people, and we're people who are worldly and educated, but the things that are things that destroy kedusha and things that build kedusha. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zocheh to build houses that build kedusha, and the mezuzah should be the beginning of this endeavor. Thank you.